It was like any other Sunday after church. We were standing around in our church auditorium, talking it up with people we hadn't seen all week. After about 20 minutes, we decide that it's time for us to go home and grab some lunch. So my wife begins to gather up her stuff and all the kids' stuff, and then we start looking for our kids in the auditorium. And one of our sons is nowhere to be found. No big deal. He's probably in the foyer or in the bathroom or in one of the classrooms with one of his buddies. And so we start the laborious task of walking from room to room, hollering out his name. But no one answers back. And at this point, panic begins to set in. Where is he? He isn't in any of the places he would normally be, and he knows that he's not supposed to leave the church building. So we make another trip through all the places, this time more thorough, behind the doors, open up the closets, but still he's nowhere to be found. He's been separated from us, and we can't find him. Finally, Christy, my wife, darts outside to look around, and sure enough, there he is, playing in a mud puddle with one of his buddies. Christy is relieved, and she runs over to him, and she is reconnected with her son. She explains to him that what he did was wrong, that he knew better than to go outside, and he apologized, and then all was right in the world again, except for his clothes and being all muddy. That's a picture of atonement. Atonement is the removal of a barrier in order to bring two parties together. Our son had separated himself and put himself at distance from us. Christy found him, and they were reconnected physically, but relationally, there still needed to be correction. And once that was administered and understood, then they were completely reconnected. Isaiah 59, verse 2 says that our sins have made a separation between us and God. Our sin is the barrier, or really what has caused the break in our relationship with God. And in order for that to be healed, there needs to be atonement, something that brings us back together. The problem is that we are completely incapable of doing anything that can make atonement or bring us back to God from our sin. If anything's going to be done, God must do it. And He did. He came to us. Jesus, God in the flesh, came to dwell with us to offer Himself as an atoning sacrifice, a sacrifice that would remove the barrier between us and God so that there can be a renewed relationship with Him. Apart from the sufficient substitutionary atonement of Jesus, there is no coming together with God. We see pictures of the atonement in the Old Testament through the sacrificial system. The offering of animal sacrifices pictured what would be necessary for true atonement, and that was a blood sacrifice. But the physical offering of that sacrifice was not all there was to it. There had to be a heart of contrition and trust in God. Without that, it was just a bloody mess to God. In the same way, in order to come to God, we must come through the atoning blood of Christ in faith. Are you at one with God? You can be today. The work has been done. So turn from your own work, turn from your own sin, and look to Christ today in faith, and there will be atonement for you. As you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our missionaries in the Ukraine. Also, remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast heard all throughout the world.